Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Chaf Hey. We left off on daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. We're at the two dots on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. So Yeshir is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elishev and Newman. There's a chosur for Shalem, for Chaim and Nefalim, for Freida, for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya, and for Devora Shira Chaya Bas Hinda Peril. They shall have a for Shalem, Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. So we're holding up the two dots on daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara is going to go through six different opinions. What Shira, the cows that came from the Plishtim that were bringing the Aron, what Shira they were singing at the time that they came. Then on the top of Chaf Hamad Aleph, we're going to have two different versions of Machlokas about how long the sun stayed in its place on account of Yoshua. We're going to talk a lot about the sun stopping in its place. So there's going to be a Machlokas, how long it stayed in its place, but two versions of that Machlokas. The Gemara is also going to comment that the sun also stopped in its place for Moshe Rabbeinu and for Nakdimon Ben Gurion, and it's going to show where we learn that about Moshe Rabbeinu. In Yoshua, it's pretty explicit. Nakdimon is a Gemara that appears in Maseches Tainis. Moshe Rabbeinu, not nearly as explicit. Then the Gemara is going to have a Machlokas, which book in Tanakh is called Sefer HaYashar, because there are a couple of other times where something is referred back to as having been spoken about in Sefer HaYashar. So one of them is about the sun stopping in its place. So which book is in fact Sefer HaYashar? And then the Gemara on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to start discussing the halacha that the Mishnah said that a woman is not allowed to be misyached with an Ovid Kochavim, because we have to worry about our rayos. So the Gemara is going to have two problems with that. First of all, it seems that there's some sort of separate Isser to be misyached with an Ovid Kochavim, but isn't there already an Isser to be misyached even in Yisrael, even with a Jew? And the other issue is why we are concerned specifically about our rayos. More fundamentally, we should be concerned that he's going to kill her. That's why a man is not allowed to be misyached with an Ovid Kochavim. Then the Gemara is going to discuss, once we're talking about how dangerous an Ovid Kochavim can be, how one should protect oneself when traveling together with an Ovid Kochavim. How do you, what are the tricks of avoiding getting killed when traveling with an Ovid Kochavim? So let's begin at Chaf Dalet Amud Beis at the two dots. Vayisharna aparos b'derech al derech beis shemesh v'gomer. May vayisharna, what does it mean vayisharna, that the cows were vayisharna? So I'm Rabbi Yochum Mishum Rameir, Sha'amru Shira. It means that they actually sang Shira while they were carrying the Aron, while they were traveling. So it says where Rav Zutra Bartuvia Amar Rav Sheyashru Pneim Keneged Aron. No, not that they sang Shira, but that as they were walking, you would think that a cow is walking, it's looking straight ahead. But no, these cows were turning back, looking at the Aron Va'amru Shira, and said Shira at the same time. So it's a lashon of Yashar and a lashon of Shira. So that is, so the Yasharna has a dual meaning. So even though they were going in front of the Aron and they were turning their face back, and that's Vayasharna, that their faces were Yasharos Umuchuvanos, that they were faced in a specific direction as opposed to turning here and there. I mean, because you would think Yasharna would mean straight, so that you think that would mean straight ahead. Why is turning back considered to be Yasharna? It means that normally they may turn in whichever direction, their face can go in whichever direction. Yasharna means Mechuvan, that they clearly were looking at something specific. Umay Shira Amru, what Shira did these paros sing? So Amar Rabbi Yochum Mishum Rav Meir, Oz Yashir Moshe V'nei Yisrael. What other Shira? The Shira Seyam? They sang Oz Yashir Moshe U'V'nei Yisrael. So they were being misguided on the Plishtim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them and their God, the Dagon idol, through a series of punishments. So that's the Shira. Yeah, that's what Rabbi Yochanan had said in the name of Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Yochanan himself had a different opinion. He says, "Amartem b'yamahu hodul Hashem kiru v'shmo." That's the Shira that they sang, because it was through this Maisa that Hashem became known amongst the Amim. So that's why they sang, Vayomahu Hodu Hashem Kiru Shmiru B'Shmo, Hadiu Va'amim Alilosav, that in the Amim it became recognized, HaKadosh Baruch Hu became recognized. Other opinions, Rabbi Shimon Lach Shamar, Mizmora Yasma, the orphaned Mizmar, Mizmar Shir LaHashem Shir Chadash, Kineflo Sasa, Hoshia Liyamino, Uzra Kacha. That's the Shira that they sang. What makes a Mizmar a Mizmora Yasma? So says Rashi, Shalohuskar Shem Amro. It's not a Mizmar LeDavid. It doesn't say who said the Mizmar. So since it doesn't say who said the Mizmar, we call it a Mizmora Yasma. Tosfos points out the kasha, the kama mizmor miyishke yotzibo, mizmor lasoda, mizmor shiliyam shabbos, shulhuzkar shem amro. There are lots of mizmorim that don't identify who the author of the mizmor was. And then the very famous mizmorim, but we don't call them mizmor yasma, so how do I know which mizmor you're talking about if you say mizmor yasma, if all it means is that we don't identify who the author of the mizmor is. So Tosfos says, no, that's not what mizmor yasma means. V'nir lefari shakarlo yasma mishum shulhuzkar al ma ne'emar. Not that the authors kept the secret, but that the subject, excuse me, the subject of the mizmar is kept a secret. Kamo mizmar l'soda shemefarish shenasul omro al atoda v'chein mizmar shel yom shabbos af pi sheish yoshe b'sei Yisrael yon ashrei ish Hashem elokei yislavesh sholus kol man asu mikol mokom ein kos ben mizmar. And so this points out mizmar shel yom shabbos, I may not know who the author is from the mizmar, but I know the subject. Satos says, but aren't there so many other mizmarim that I also don't know the subject? He says, no, there are other kapitulach that you don't know the subject, but they're not called the mizmar. Something that's both the mizmar and you don't know the subject, it can only be this one. That's the mizmar yasma, that is Tehillim Perek Tzadiches. Reb Lazar Amar, Hashem Molech Yirgzu Amim. That was the mizmar, that it's Tehillim Tzadites, that the Plishtim were angered and confused because they were suffering from the makkah that Hashem had given them. So Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar, Hashem Molech Geus Lavesh, Tzadi Gimel in Tehillim, that he was nisgaya on the Plishtim and he didn't want the Aron Kodesh to be left with the Plishtim. Rabbi Yisrael Navcha Amar, Roni Roni Hashita, that the Shira that they say that the Paro sang was Roni Roni Hashita. The Aron Abris was made with Atzei Shitim, so that's why it's called Hashita. His snofifi, excuse me, his snofifi Barova Derech Hamachushekas, Berikme Zahav, that they'll be raised up, that it's going to be raised up with the in as it's traveling in this road, and it's lined with gold because the Aron was lined with gold on the inside and the outside. Hamuhulula bidvir Armon, and it's elevated and praised with the Sefer Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu that's put inside of the Aron. Umifoara ba'adi adayim, and it's glorified with a certain tachshit that there's nothing greater than that tachshit in the world, and that tachshit, of course, is the Sefer Torah. That's how Rashi seems to explain over here. The Marsha writes that Adi is a Kesa Ruchni, it's a spiritual crown, the Kesa of the Shechina that was between the Badim of the Aron. That's the Lashon of Adi, like the Pasuk of Va'ata Hura Adecha Me'alecha, that it's a Ruchni, a stick of crown, so it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is between the Badim of the Aron. Rav Ashi Masnila Lahad Rav Yitzchak, Rav Ashi taught that Rav Yitzchak Navcha's comment about Shira, aha, was said l'gabe a different pasuk about the Masa'us in the Midbar. Vayihi bin Sa'a Aron Vayomer Moshe, Kuma Hashem, pasuk on ve'efutz ve'vech v'nus misnach mipenecha, that they asked in the Beis Medrash, Yisrael may amru. What did Klal Yisrael say after Moshe when the Aron was traveling? Some Rabbi Yitzchak, Roni Roni Ashita. That's where Rabbi Yitzchak said, that was Klal Yisrael's response to Moshe Rabbeinu's Vayihi bin Soa Ha'aron. It's interesting, in the Panini Halacha section of the Masifta over here, he points out that Rabbi Yitzchak darshens this pasuk Vayihi bin Soa Ha'aron Ve'Moshe Kuma Hashem Ve'Futzu Ve'Yinusu Misnecha Mipanecha, that Moshe Rabbeinu sang it and then Klal Yisrael responded Roni Roni. So he quotes a Sefer Ale Yonah, who says that Minag Ashkenaz is to sing in a nigun of Simcha the Parsha of the Masa'os, the Parsha of the Vayihi bin Soa that appears in Parshas Ba'aloscha, and the Makar is this sugya, that this is a that appears apparently there was a Masora, that this was a time of song when the Vayhi ben Saharon, when the Aaron would travel, and there were those places that even during Kriyas HaTorah, they quote from the Maram Shik, says that by the Chassam Sofer, they didn't read the Seder HaMasaos or the regular trup during Kriyas HaTorah, they would read it with a special niggin. So Mastama, in many places, that's where the minhag comes from, to sing Vayhi ben Saharon when they take out the Torah, because we're not going to read it a special niggin by Kriyas HaTorah, but still, this Gemara is a makar for the idea of a niggin shel simcha, dafka when saying Vayhi ben Saharon. So the says Gemara Amarav Kiman Karu Parsai Lisifra Devir. Why is it that the Parsai referred to as Sefer as Devir? Mehach, it's from the Pasuk in Sefer Shoftim by the city of Devir. It says Veshem Devir Lefanim Kiryas Sefer. That Devir used to be called Kiryas Sefer. Ravashi Amar Kaman Karu Parsai Linida Dashtana. Why is a Nida referred to as a Dashtana? Mehacha, the etymology of Nida being Dashtana is because Rachel said to Lavan that she couldn't get up, Ki Derech Nashim Li. So Derech Nashim Li is an Atrikan of Dashtana. She was saying that she was a Nida. So that's where we get the notion of Dashtana. So once the Gemara mentions the Machlokes of Lozner of Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, as far as the Shira of the Paros goes, so we're going to quote another Machlokes between those same Amoraim. So when Klal Yisrael fought the five Malchei Amori, Yehoshua made the sun, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the sun stand in its place for Yehoshua. That was that was a great nace, and Yehoshua sang Shira about it. Pasuk says, "Vayidom Hashemesh v'yareach amad adikom goy oivav halo iksuva al sefer hayashar." That the sun stood in its place so that Yehoshua could finish off the battle, he could finish off the war, and that's already mentioned in Sefer HaYashar. My Sefer HaYashar, what is this Sefer HaYashar where this is already mentioned? Amr B'chir Barabba, Amr B'yochanan, Zeh Sefer Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Sefer HaYashar is Sefer Bereishis. Shenikru'u Yesharim, because they were called Yesharim, which apparently Rashi Mitzchak Steinitz writes, is even greater than being Tzadikim, and that's why it's called Sefer HaYashar. Shenemar Tomos Nafshi, Mos Yesharim. In the brachos that Bilam gives to Klal Yisrael, he says, Halavai, I should die in Mises Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, where it says Vayigva Vayamas, where they had a lashon of Gavia, meaning that he wants to. But how does he refer to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov? He describes them as Yesharim. By Avram, when he dies, it says Vayigva Vayamas Avram. By Yitzchak also Vayigva Yitzchak Vayamas, and by Yaakov Vayigva Vayasef Alamav. And the reason Bilam wanted to die by Gavia was that's a misa without choli and yisurim, and only tzaddikim are zoche to such a misa. So that's what Bilam was interested in. But he refers to them as Yesharim, the Netziv in his Haktamah, Sefer Bereishis, in his Haktamah to each of the Svarim in Hamik Davar, the Netziv refers to how Chazal call each Sefer and tries to elaborate on why Chazal chose that name. So in his Haktamah, Sefer Bereishis says Chazal called it Sefer HaYashar because that is the outstanding Midah of the Avos, that they are Yesharim. And he says, and what does it mean to be Yashar? It means not only to be a Bal Midos, but to be someone, the Netziv writes, who's non-judgmental, who doesn't assume that because they are better than somebody else or they're more religious than somebody else, that they're always right and that they shouldn't care about other people. And he said, look what Avram Avinu did. Sodom were the worst sinners in the world. Everything he stood for is what they stood against. And yet, when there was a tzara for Sodom, what does he do? He puts his heart on the line. He davens for them, for Sodom, with great sincerity. That's a yashar. That's the midah of being a yashar. The hecha remisa. And where do we find in Sefer Bereishis that the sun stood for Yehoshua? Meaning the pasuk refers to that this is already hinted to in Sefer Hayashar. If Sefer Hayashar is Sefer Bereishis, where in Sefer Bereishis is it talking about the sun standing for Yehoshua? Because Yaakov gives a bracha to Ephraim, which Yehoshua descended from Ephraim, and it says Vizaru ye melo hagoyim, that everyone's going to be afraid from the zera of Ephraim. Amos ye melo hagoyim b'shasham d'lecham l'Yehoshua. And when does that happen? When the sun stands still for Yehoshua. Such a nace is obviously something that's seen the world over, and everyone realizes that nace happens so that Yehoshua will be victorious in the Milchama. So now, once we talk about the sun standing still for Yoshua, so we discuss this Nes a little bit. Vayamad Hashemesh b'chatzi Hashemayim v'lo atzlavo ki yom tamim. That how long did this Nes last for? Well, it stopped b'chatzi Hashemayim, and then it wouldn't set ki yom tamim v'kama. So how long in total was it that the sun was delayed? Amar Reb Shimon Levi Esrin v'arba ashoi. The entire length of that day, instead of normally a day is 12 hours long, 12 shows manios, that day was a full 24-hour cycle of daylight. How did that work? Azul shis v'kamshis. Azul shis v'kamshis. The sun traveled to halfway across the sky, stopped for 6 hours, went the other halfway, and right before setting, stopped for another 6 hours. So kula milsa ki yom tamim, the entire daytime was like a yom tamim, was like a 24 hours. Rav Lazar Mishloshim is just, no, it's 36 hours. Because here's what happened. Azul shis v'kam tresar. Azul shis v'kam tresar. It went six, stopped for 12, went another six, stopped for another 12. Amidaso ki yom tamim. The amid was kiyom tamim. The amount of time that it had stopped was a full 24-hour period, not the full amount of time of the day. Rav Shomer Achmeni Amar Arba'im Ushmona. There were 48 hours of that day, and the cheshbon goes like this: Azul Shis v'kam Tresar, that it went for 6 hours, it stopped for 12 hours. Azul Shis v'kam Esrim v'Arba'a, and then went another 6 hours and stopped for 24 hours. Because Shenemar v'lo atzlavo kiyom tamim, that the second stop was kiyom tamim. The first stop was not kiyom tamim. So mechal demeikar lav kiyom tamim ava. The first amida in the middle of the sky was less than yom tamim. So how much less? Probably about half. So that's how we come to that conclusion. That say ikeda amri, and others say same machlokas, but we're understanding it incorrectly. That betosefta pligi, this machlokas about the number of hours is not how long the entire day was, including stop and go of the sun. That this machlokas is about how long just the stopping alone was, not counting the time the sun was going. That Reb Shmuel Levi Amar Esrim Va'arba'a of stoppage. That Azul Shis v'kam Tresar. Azul Shis v'kam Tresar. It went for 6 hours, stopped for 12. Went for six, stopped for 12. So the two stops total 24 hours. Amidaso ki yom tamim. And Rav Lazar Amar Shloshim v'sheish, that the stoppage was 36 hours. Azul shis v'kam tresar, azul shis v'kam esrim v'arba'a. The first stop was 12, the second stop was 24, that's 36. Lo atz lavo ki yom tamim. That prior to the shkia, there was a yom tamim, there was a full 24-hour stoppage. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar Arba'im u'shmon, it's 48 hours of stopping. Azul shis v'kam esrim v'arba'a. Azul shis v'kam esrim v'arba'a. Both stops were a full 24 hours. Where does he get that from? Makish amidaso libiyaso. We make a hekish from the beginning of the pasuk to the end of the pasuk. It says ve'yamar Hashemesh at the end of the pasuk, and that was kiyom tamim. And it said at the beginning of the pasuk, and then it says v'lo atzlavo. So ma biyaso kiyom tamim. Just like at the end of the day, it says beferish it was a yom tamim of stopping. Af amidaso kiyom tamim. So to the first time it stopped in the middle of the sky was also yom tamim. So it was two 24-hour stops, which is a total of 48 hours of stopping, which is a total of 60 hours of the entire day. So then the Gemara has another machlokas, an additional machlokas between Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, not related to what we were just talking about. So it's somewhat related, but not related to Yoshua. Tana, k'shem sham de lo chama li Yoshua, kacham de lo chama li Moshe, Ulinak Dimon Ben Gurion. Just like the sun stood in its place for Yeshua, it also stood in its place for Moshe and for Nakdimon Ben Gurion. Tosus points out, and that's not it, meaning it also stood in its place for Yaakov Avinu, Tzusug Yechulim Daf Tzadi Aleph, and for Chizkiyo HaMelech, that's quoted in the Sefer Melachim Beis. So Tosus tries to explain why it is that those aren't mentioned, but the three big ones that we do mention are Moshe, Yeshua, which is Beferish in the Pasuk, and Moshe and Nakdimon Ben Gurion. What was the story of Nakdimon Ben Gurion? Nakdimon Ben Gurion had borrowed Shneimasar Ma'ayanos of Mayim from a certain officer in order to help the Ole Regalim, because when you're Ole Regal, people needed water. They were going and they were coming with their animals and they needed hydration as they were traveling, and he said, I'll pay you back by a certain date. that date came, it hadn't yet rained the entire day, so Nachman Ben Gurion goes into Davin, and this guy, this Hegemon, thinks he's got it made, because it hasn't rained, there's no way he's going to fill these Mayanos in time. So he goes and he has a party, and Nachman goes and he Davins. And then, sure enough, it starts to pour, it rains, the clouds come and it rains, and it fills up the Mayanos, and then some. It fills up more than just the Yudbeis Mayanos. So Nachman says, no, I'm paid up, and not only that, you owe me, because I've given you back more water than I borrowed from you. And the fellow says, I'm sure that this was a miracle that happened because you are such a great tzaddik. I have no doubt. I'm not doubting that God did this for you, but technically, I'm in the right over here, and you still owe me money because it came too late. So I know it was miraculous, but it came too late. And Nachdimon davened again, the clouds dispersed, the sun was still out. How did they not know? They couldn't tell that the sun was still out because the sun had stayed in its place. Had it been a normal day, a normal length day, the sun would not have been out anymore. That was the story of Nachdimon. So says the Gemara, yeah, Yehoshua Kroi. Yehoshua, it's beferish in the Psukim like this. Nachdimon Ben Gurion, Gemara. Nachdimon Ben Gurion, we have a Kabbalah from the Amorayim that the sun stood in its place. Moshe Minolan, how do I know that the sun stood in its place for Moshe Rabbeinu? So says Gemara, Asya Achel Achel. It's a Gzeres Shava from the word Achel. Siv Hacha, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu in Dvarim, Achel Teis Pachtecha. Uksiv Hasman, it says by Yoshua, Achel Galecha. So we see that just like it stood for Yoshua, so too the sun stood in its place for Moshe. Now the Gemara in Tainus and Daf Chav quotes the same Gzeres Shavah and quotes it from Rabbi Lazar. So over here the Gemara doesn't quote the author of this Gzeres Shavah, but over there it quotes it in the name of Rabbi Lazar. So that's one possibility from Achel. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, that how do I know it's still in place for Moshe Rabbeinu? Asya Teis. Ksiv hacha achel teis pachtecha, uksiv b'Yoshua, and it says b'Yoshua, b'yom teis Hashem es ha'amori. So that's the Gezeirah Shava from which we learn that that the sun stood in its place for Moshe Rabbeinu. Why is this Gezeirah Shava any better than the previous Gezeirah Shava? Because the pasuk b'yom teis Hashem es ha'amori, the Torah Chaim explains, b'yom teis Hashem es ha'amori is said by the Maisa of Amidas Hashemesh, but the pasuk achel gadlecha is said at the beginning of Sefer Yoshua by the nes of the splitting of the Yarden. So you would want something that's more on the story of the Amidas Hashemesh. So that's why he prefers this Gezeirah Shava. Shmuel Nachmeni Amar Migufei Dekras Shametlei. You see from the pasuk itself by Moshe that the sun stood in its place, because the pasuk says Asher Yishmun Shemacha V'Ragzu V'Cholu Mipanecha. Emasai Ragzu V'Cholu Mipanecha. When did that happen? That it was Ragzu V'Cholu Mipanecha, that all the nations were terrified. B'Shasham D'Lochama L'Moshe, at a time when all the Yumo saw that the sun stood in place for Moshe Rabbeinu to fight Melchem Sichon. So Meisvei. So they asked, how could it be that the sun stood in place for Moshe and for Nachdimon? I, when it reports in the Navi what happened to Yoshua, it says v'lo haya kayomahu lefanav va'acharav, that such an event never happened before and never again happened. So how could you say that it happened both before and after? It happened for Moshe before and for Nachdimon after. So iba yaseima sha'usu delav nafish kulehai. The sun stood in its place for both Moshe and Nachdimon, but not for nearly as long as it did for Yoshua. So to that measure, it never happened before or after. V'iba yaseima avnei barad lo havu. Now there was something unique when it happened in Yoshua's time. There was the barad that hadn't come down min hashamayim d'chsiv, because it says by the Melcham with Yoshua and the Malchei Amori, v'yihi benusam b'pnei bnei Yisrael heim b'morad b'ischaron v'Hashem hishlech aleihem avanim gedolus min hashamayim ad hazaka v'yamusu. It was total Armageddon. I mean, it wasn't just on the sun in its place. There was massive stones falling from the sky. So that was something that was highly unusual. Chazal elsewhere understand that the Avnei Barad were remnants of the Barad from Makkah's Barad in Mitzrayim, that they stopped mid-sky when the Makkah ended, and they only came down in the times of Yeshua. That in a certain sense, it needs elaboration. We discussed in the Drasha a few weeks ago that in a certain sense, the story of Yeshua is the completion of the story of the Barad, that there's something special about that Makkah that only comes through once Yehoshua has conquered Eretz Yisrael. So now we have another machlokas. Ksiv. Vayom lamid b'nei Yehuda kesha sinei ksuva al sefer hayashar. That when David HaMelech composes a kina over the death of Shaul and Yonasan, he says, now that Shaul and Yonasan, who are the Gibore Yisrael, are gone, we need to learn the ways of war. We need to learn how to fight. So we have to teach Yehuda Keshes, like it already says in Sefer HaYashar. So my Sefer HaYashar, what is this Sefer HaYashar that it says about being Malamed Yehuda Keshes? Amram Chibar Abba Amram Yochlan Zeh Sefer Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. That's the Sefer of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Shnuku Yisharim, Dichsivu Thomas Nafshi, Mosi Yisharim, Uti Achrisi Kamohu. Right, that's what we already discussed. The Hecher Misa, but where does it say in Sefer Bereishis that the Bnei Yehuda know how to deal with a bow and arrow, or Moshe Keshes? So the Gemara explains by Yaakov's bracha to Yehuda in Parshas Vayechi, Yehuda ata yoducha achecha yodcha b'oref oivecha. So ve'ezni melchama shetzricha yad keneged oref. What type of warfare requires a hand by the neck? Haviyom razu keshes, because a person picks up the bow and he pulls the string back the neged enav. So it's mul ha'oref. It's neged the oref. It's neged the neck where he draws the bow. Rabbi Lazar Omer zeh sefer Mishneh Torah. No, sefer Yashar does not refer to sefer Bereishis. It refers to sefer Dvarim. The fact that the Moshe Rabbeinu's Mishneh Torah is obviously sefer Dvarim because it's Moshe Rabbeinu's repetition of many of the halachos that were. And the stories that appeared earlier in Chumash. V'amai karulei Sefer Yashar. So why is Sefer Dvarim called Sefer Yashar? Dichsiv, because the pasuk says in Sefer Dvarim v'asisa hayashar v'atov be'enei Hashem. That's the pasuk that calls it, that makes it Sefer Yashar. Masha asked the obvious question. There are lots of pasukim in Sefer Dvarim. Why would you name the whole Sefer Dafka after that pasuk because of the Yashar? You know, and not only that, it says in Sefer Shemos, Vayashar be'enav tase. And we don't call Sefer Shemos Sefer Yashar. Ben Yoyada suggests that the pasuk Vayashar be'enav tase in Sefer Shemos is not a tzivui. It's a avtacha that anyone who listens to Hashem and does Hayashar be'enav is going to be saved from the milchamos that were in Mitzrayim. That's haftacha. So it doesn't get the title Sefer Yashar because of haftacha. It needs to be a mitzvah. Vasisa Yashar Atov is a tzivui in Azhara. So that's why it's dafka Sefer Yashar. Sefer Shmos is Sefer Yashar. But that pasuk of Vasisa Yashar Atov, the Ramban, Ala Torah understands that similar to the pasuk of Kedoshim Tiyu, it's an all-encompassing pasuk. That maybe you would call an entire Sefer based on that pasuk because when in doubt, you're not sure what proper behavior is, what's not, and you can't find a specific pasuk in the Torah, or a specific drasha that tells you, is this the right thing or not? The general principle you have to have in mind is Vasisa Yashar V'Tov. Do that which is Yashar and Tov. Do that which seems to be more honest, more forthright, more correct, the kind of thing that people are going to say, that's a good thing to do. That's an overarching principle, because as the Ramban writes, it's impossible for the Torah to write every single behavior to do in every single situation. So we need these overarching principles to generally guide us. So that's the value of Asisa Yashar V'Tov. But anyway, the Hecher Misa, where in Sefer Devarim does it say anything about teaching Yehuda Keshes? Because the pasuk says Yadav Rav Lo. In the bracha Moshe gives to Shevet Yehuda, Yadav Rav Lo. Vezu milchama shetzricha shtei yadayim. What's a milchama that requires yadav? Yadav is always shtei yadayim. That's what the Gemara says in Ksubis, in the beginning of Masechet Ksubis, where the Gemara describes how gedola ma'aseh tzadikim yosim ma'aseh shemayim va'aretz. That ma'aseh tzadikim, when we describe the tzadikim building the Beis Hamikdash, yadav. It's multiple hands. It's two hands. Shemayim va'aretz, it's yadav. That we only describe the one hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yadav is always an emphasis on both hands. So what's a milchama that requires shtei yadayim? Aviyomer zu keshes. That's a keshes, requires shtei yadayim. You take a spear, you take something else, it would only require one hand. Rav Shor Bar Nachmeni Amar, zeh sefer shoftim. Sefer HaYashar is actually sefer shoftim. V'amai karulei sefer HaYashar. Why is sefer shoftim called sefer HaYashar? Dichsiv b'yam mehim en melch b'Yisrael ish HaYashar be'enov yaseh. The pasuk tells us because there was no melech, everyone was just doing hayashabeinav as they pleased. Veheicha remiza, where do we find then Sefer Shoftim anything about Yehuda learning keshes? So the Gemara explains that that the goyim that remained in Eretz Yisrael after the kibush, so the ma'an das doros bnei Yisrael lelamda milchama, Hashem left them there so that the Jewish people will know milchama. Veizu milchama shetzricha limud. What kind of milchama needs training? Needs limud? Just fight. So haviyomer zu keshes. No, keshes requires technique. You need to learn how to do it properly. Uminalam de Yehuda ksiv. How do I know that this pasuk that talks about Klal Yisrael learning keshes, learning milchama, is about Yehuda? Because the pasuk says in the beginning of Sefer Shoftim that Yehoshua dies and Bnei Yisrael asked Hashem, Mi yalalanu ala knani li lachem bo? Who's going to go lead us against the Kananim? Ve'yomer Hashem, Yehuda ya'ala. Who's going to lead you in war? It's Yehuda that's going to lead you in war. Ah, so it must be that when we then describe who's going to, those who are learning the ways of war, it must be that it's a reference to Yehuda. So now the Gemara quotes another machlokas, that the only connection over here is that it's the same Amoraim who have the machlokas, but it's not really otherwise really connected. So the pasuk describes, after Shaul went to look for the Asonos that his father had lost, he gets to Eretz Tzuf and he eats together with Shmuel, and the pasuk says, Vayarem atabach es hashok ve'he'aleha vayasem lefnei Shaul. The shok, the thigh, and that which is on it were placed in front of Shaul. My vehealeha. What does it mean, that which is on the shok? So three opinions. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, it means shok ve'alya. The shok and the tail. My vehealeha. Alya and aleha are not the same word. Why is the alya called the aleha? Dimisamcha shok la'alya. Because the shok is right near to the alya. So therefore, since the alya is above the shok and it leans on it, so that's why it's called vehealeha. Rabbi Lezer Amar, shok v'chazeh. No, it's the shok and the chaza, my veha aleha. The shok is nowhere near the chaza, so why is it called veha aleha? Because when you do the tnufa, the kohen would put the chaza on top of the shok and would wave the chaza of a shok together. But the chaza was on top of the shok. That's why it's called veha aleha. Not in the anatomy of an animal, but in the avoda, in the mikdash, it was aleha. Rabbi Shwarmer Nachmeni Amar, that shok veha aleha means shok veshofi. It's the shok and the shofi, which is the tip of the thigh bone. So why is Maiva Aleha Shofi? You love it to show Kai, because it actually is anatomically, that's where it is. It's Veha Aleha. Okay, now we go back to the halacha that we said in the Mishnah. Lo tisyachid isha imahem, that a woman is not allowed to have yichud with an ovid chavim. Why? Because they're choshed ala rayos, and we have to be choshesh that the guy is going to be boel the woman. So mayaskinan ilim b'chad, if we're talking about just one guy with this woman, the kavasal gabi sol mishari, that's not just an issue of a woman being with an ovid chavim. A woman's not allowed to be with a Yisrael, with a single Jew either. Vatanan, after all, the Mishnah says at the end of Maseches Kiddushin, Lo yisyachid ish echad im shtei nashim. A man is not even allowed to be alone with two women, because dait and kala, they're easily seduced, and we have to be choshesh, that'll seduce both of them to be with him. So certainly, he's not allowed to be with isha achas, so with a Jewish person, that's true, that a woman's not allowed to be miyachid with a single Jewish person, of course not, with a single guy, that's obvious. So ella bitlasa. And so what, you want to say that it must be that we're talking about an isra yichud with three of the chavim? Well, the kavasag abe Yisrael beprutzim mishari. It's true when you have three regular Yisraelim, they're allowed to be alone with a woman, with three regular Yisraelim it would be permissible, but with three prutzim, you're not allowed to have yichud with a woman. But none. That's what the Mishnah says in Maseches Kiddushin, that one man cannot be with two women. One woman could be alone with multiple men, with two men, but that's only if those men are ksherim. But if they're prutzim, a woman can't be alone even with 10 men, because they'll all cover for each other. One time there was a story, and an isha zona went out with 10 men outside of the city, and they pretended as if they were being kover a mace, that she was dead, in order to be boel her. So you see that even with many, many men, it's a problem if they're all prutzim. There's a machlokas in the Rishonim at the end of Kiddushin. The Ran quotes the Rambam and disagrees with the Rambam about who's called prutzim. Is prutzim anybody that society would look at and say, oh yeah, those people are prutzim in a given society? Or is prutzim anyone who doesn't measure up to the standards of Chazal? Because there's a Gemara over there that Rabbi Yehuda, I think it was walking with somebody and he didn't trust himself to be on the road with two men, one woman, and the other Amora said, what do you mean? There are two of us. And he said, yeah, but with prutzim, you're not even allowed to have, you're not even allowed to have yichud with two men and one woman. And, it's one thing to have really holy Amorayim, but not at our level. So the Rambam understands, whoa, if they're not ksherim, if they're considered prutzim, then all of us are prutzim. So then there is no number that would be matir. That's a machlokas in Rishonim. So it says Mar Lo Tzricha. So what's the case over here? Be ishto imo, that even if the wife of the guy is nearby, so Yisrael is allowed even be prutzim if the wife is with him. So avichavim ein ishto meshamarto. But by avichavim we assume that the wife is not going to watch over him. But avil Yisrael ishto meshamarto. By Yisrael we assume the wife will watch over him, and there will be nothing to be concerned about. Why are we only worried about a raya? Shouldn't we be worried that the guy is going to kill this woman? We're talking about a woman who's very connected to the malchus, so he's afraid to kill her, and the only concern is a raya. No, he's not going to kill her because she can always offer herself for bia in exchange for her life. And therefore, the greater concern is the arayos, because that will be the fail-safe in case her life is threatened. My benai, what's the difference between Rabbi Yirmi and Ravidi? According to both of them, a woman's not allowed to be misyachid with a guy because of chashash arayos. The whole machlokas is in the isha who's not krova lemalchus, if there's also chashash shvichus damim. But everyone knows there's chashash arayos. So you can benai, no, the chiluk is isha chashuva bein ha'anashim v'she'ena chashuva bein ha'anashim. Let's say you have a woman who is krova Malchus, but she's not beautiful. That's why Rashi understands that according to Rabbi Yirmiya, she's allowed to be misyachid with the guy because you don't have to worry that he's going to kill her since she's krova l'malchus, and you don't have to worry that he's going to be bowler because she's not good looking. According to Ravidi, it's still aser because there's still a chashash arayos because it doesn't matter whether she's good looking or not. Tosfos, of course, is bothered by the question. He says, because she's not good looking, he's not going to be bowler. We already learned that they prefer behemten shel Yisrael over their own nashim, so they're not going to prefer a woman who doesn't live up to their standards of beauty. Tosfos has many, many other kashas as well, and Rashi, so Tosfos has an entirely different approach. Tani kavas hei Ravidi Baravin. We have a brisa that says like Ravidi Baravin. Isha af b'isha shalom ima, even though you don't have to worry that anyone's going to kill her because she's very connected, still lotzis yachnim ameshach shudin al arayos. Still can't have yichud because of the concern of arayos, which is exactly like Ravidi Baravin. Lo yisyachid adam ima. We said that a person should not have yichud with an oved kochavim because you have to be concerned that he's going to kill the Jew, that it's shrichus damim. Tan rabbanin. Yisrael shun zayim lo. If a Jew is traveling together with an Ovid Chavim on the road, Toflo Liyamino, he should move the guy to his right side as he walks. And that way, if the guy tries to kill him, he'll be able to grab with his right hand and overpower him. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh Rabbi Yochanan Broka Omer Besayav Toflo Liyamino. If the guy is holding a sword, so you want him on your right side because he would hold the sword on his left side, like we learn in Sefer Shoftim from Ehud, the left-handed warrior, that you always hold the sword on the opposite side. So the Jew with the Ovid Chavim on the right side will be able to grab him, grab the sword before the Ovid Chavim has an opportunity to. But if he's walking with a stick, with a club, so he would hold that in his right hand, then you want him on your left side. Toflo the smolo. Probably better, if you're so concerned, probably better not to travel with the Ovid Chavim. But if you're stuck with such a person, then you have to have such concerns. Hayu olim b'male, if you're going up an incline, or yordin b'yirid, or going down, don't have the Jew in the lower position. Al Yisrael lamala The Jew should always be higher up. Val Yisroch Lefanav Shema Yaretz Eskolgalta. Val Yisroch Lefanav, and don't bend down in front of him because you have to worry he's going to crush your skull. Shalu Lehechon Holech. If he asks you where you're going, Yarchiv Lo Asaderech. Say that you're going to a further place than you actually are. Kederech Shas Yaakov Vinu Leis of Russia, and that's what Yaakov did with Leis of Russia. Dichsiv Adash Aravol Adoni Seiro. Dichsiv Yaakov Nasasu Kosa. He said Seira, but he really only went. He said Sukkos. So he told him further than he actually went, because if he thinks that he's going to be with you for longer, he could plot ahead and he's going to see, he might save the killing you till the last moment, and by then you'll already be gone. There were Jewish listim that attacked them. Where are you going? Even though they said they were going to Akko, they cut off at Kziv. They got off at the Kziv exit. Amalan Tamidim Miatem. Amalan Tamid Rabbi Akiva. Whose Tamidim are you? We're Tamid Rabbi Akiva. Amalahan. Ashrei Rabbi Akiva Tamidim Shlomo Paga Ben Adam Rami Olam. Wow, Rabbi Akiva is brilliant. That's why Rabbi Akiva manages to avoid these sticky situations. Rabbi Nashavaka Azil Le Beiturta Paga Be Ganavi. They were Ganavim, not Listim, Ganavim. Amalay Lankazalta. Amalan Pumadisa. Kimatul Beiturta Parish. Same trick. Amrulay Tamidim the Yehuda Ramaat. You're Tamidim of Yehuda, the trickster, the liar. Amrulahu Yadisulay. You know him. Ye Rava de lahavu hanu inshi b'shamte. You're now put in chayrim for being mevazehim. Azu avdegan visa esrin tatin shnin. They continued to try to steal for 22 years. Vlatzlichu. They were never matzliach. Kivin de chazu asu kulu tavu shamtayu. They saw they weren't successful, so they tried to get the shamta lifted, the chayrim lifted. Vavgu chad girda. There was a certain weaver, the loss of the Shriya Shamte, that didn't come to be matir the nidoy, achle aryan, he was eaten by a lion. Hainu damrin, she gardana de lo taivon, shata batir mishnei, that a person, the weaver, who's not humble enough, loses a year off of his life. But tachazi, what you see from these stories is ma ben ganve bavel, the list in the Eretz Yisrael. The list of Eretz Yisrael praise the brilliance of the Talmud Chacham, and list them are normally much more dangerous people. The ganavim in Bavel cause themselves all sorts of trouble when they're frustrated by the inability to overcome the wisdom of these Talmidim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah.